From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, May 16th. Coming up, we'll hear how changes to a state health program are affecting immigrant families in Illinois. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Champaign County Juvenile Detention Center has new art on the walls of its facility. IPM Student Newsroom's Aoshi Basu has more on the beautification project.
The detention center partnered with local muralist Leslie Kimball, who says she sat down with the children beforehand to ask what inspired them.
The one mural we did in the dining room is a big mural of waves and sun, and that was from our interaction with one of the residents that talked about waves being like emotions. Emotions come to us like waves and how we can just learn to ride them.
She says funding from the Illinois Arts Council allowed them to complete 5 murals covering 1,300 square feet. Kimball says the residents seem proud of their artwork. She hopes projects like these empower kids at the facility and cultivate empathy for them from the broader community. I'm Aoshi Basu, IPM News.
Next school year, students at Booker T. Washington STEM Academy in Champaign will have a new principal. The Unit 4 School Board appointed Cecily Thomas to the position last night. Thomas was a teacher for a decade in the district. She became a dean of students in 2022 and later an associate principal. She expressed gratitude for the new role at last night's board meeting.
This community helped shape who I am. And to return now as principal is a full circle moment that speaks to the power of education, mentorship, and the roots we never forgot. We never forget.
The school board also appointed Cynthia Watson to serve as the next principal for Edison Middle School and filled other administrative positions. Board members had delayed the vote since April, saying they did not have enough information. The move comes after Unit 4 administrators pushed out a popular principal of Booker T. Washington last year, despite protests. This school year's principal has been promoted to lead special education for the district. A law enforcement accountability measure inspired by the death of Sonia Massey has cleared the Illinois legislature. Alex Degman reports.
The Massey family looked on from the gallery as State Representative Cam Buckner, the sponsor, got to the point.
No one should be hired into law enforcement without a complete picture of their past conduct. Period.
Buckner's bill requires law enforcement job applicants to sign a waiver granting full access to their past employment records and that those records be furnished within 14 days. Former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson is accused of killing Massey last summer inside her Springfield home. He goes to trial in Peoria this October. The sheriff's office has said it wasn't aware of Grayson's employment history, which includes 6 agencies in 4 years. The bill needs Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature to become law. I'm Alex Degman.
Consumer advocates are pushing back against Ameren Illinois' $134 million rate hike request before state regulators. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports the advocates believe the gas provider's ask is unreasonably high.
The Citizens Utility Board, or CUB, says the rate hikes for gas would amount to an $8 to $10 per month increase for customers. CUB's Jim Chilson says he hopes the Illinois Commerce Commission rejects 2/3 of Ameren's request.
Consumer advocates argue that Ameren's bid for a $134 million rate hike is unjust, unreasonable, and it's at least triple what the utility can possibly justify.
In the last couple of years, the commission has curtailed rate increases, including Ameren's. The consumer advocates say they're hopeful the commission will do the same this year. They're expecting the state regulators to make a ruling in November. I'm Will Bauer.
Still to come, we'll hear how changes to a state health program are affecting immigrant families in Illinois. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 88 degrees. A few storms could become severe, with a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of thunderstorms before midnight, otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 55 degrees. West wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler with a high of 74 degrees. West wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 51 degrees. Northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour, and for Sunday, sunny with a high of 78 degrees, and a northwest wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, a conversation with Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth. Plus, the fact that Pope Leo XIV used to be Bob from the suburbs broke the internet, at least among Illinoisans. We'll talk about the phenomenon and share some of our favorite papal memes. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. State enrollment data shows about 33,000 Illinoisans who have relied on the state's Medicaid-style health care program for non-citizen adults. That includes those without documentation. They will soon need to find other health care options, as the state is set to end the program at the end of next month. As Cindy Alcazar reports, healthcare advocates say the move could be a life-or-death proposition for some.
MR is a McLean County resident. He's using his initials to maintain anonymity for the story, due to fear for his safety. MR said he had a lump on his arm that didn't bother him. As the darkened mass grew in diameter, it itched at most. Then it began to bleed.
I never felt anything, and because I never felt anything, I never had it checked. It wasn't until it looked like it exploded. It started bleeding, so that's when the clinic sent me to the hospital.
A physician from the community health care clinic in Normal sent him immediately to Carl Broman Medical Center. From there, he was referred to a hospital in St. Louis for surgery and cancer treatment. MR obtained insurance through a state-run program that offered Medicaid-like benefits to low-income, non-citizen adults ages 55 to 64. The program began in 2021. The state extended coverage to non-citizen adults ages 42 to 54 the following year. MR was uninsured at the time of his cancer diagnosis. The hospital assisted with his application for the Medicaid-like program. It paid for the surgery to remove the tumor and subsequent chemotherapy. The program covering participants ages 42 to 64 became known as Illinois Health Benefits for Immigrant Adults. It's set to expire on June 30th. Governor J.B. Pritzker did not include funding for it in his latest budget proposal. The state plans to continue health benefits for seniors 65 and older. In 2023, stomach pain brought MR back to Carl. This time, he received a stomach cancer diagnosis, but the health benefits he'd once qualified for were no longer available. He was unsure if his benefits were terminated during benefits redetermination, or if failure to respond on time with documentation caused the loss. He holds out hope he will someday requalify for benefits.
More than anything, I would really like to recover that card. I know it's difficult, but with some help, I think it's possible. That card really did help me a lot.
MR's subsequent surgery and the once-a-month infusions he receives at a hospital in Chicago are covered by the hospital's charity care. Advocacy groups say state-sponsored health care programs for immigrants reduce medical providers' uncompensated care. Research conducted by the University of Chicago estimated the programs are linked to a 15% reduction in hospitals' bad debt. Andy Almanord is director for Healthy Illinois, a campaign that advocates for health care for all Illinoisans, regardless of immigration status. Almanord says taxpayers pay more to cover uncompensated care than if patients had access to care through programs like HBIA.
This also means that people have to wait until their situation is so dire that they have to end up in the emergency room rather than being able to have direct access to a primary care provider or the specialist that they may need to be able to manage their treatment.
The fate of the health care for immigrant adults seems largely to come down to cost. State Representative Stephen Reich, a Republican from Woodstock, said the program was fraught with controversy from its inception.
All I know is that it was sold to us as a program that was going to cost no more than $2 million with an M. And when it finally got to the point of being brought before the House of Representatives, we found out that the cost had ballooned to $1.2 billion.
Many Republican lawmakers in Illinois raised concern about the cost of the programs. A number of them argued the state should not be providing health care for undocumented immigrants at all. Endy Almanord with Healthy Illinois says the need was higher than they anticipated.
With that being said, we don't think it makes sense for a program to be cut because of the need.
A report from the Illinois Auditor General indicated that the nearly 54,000 enrollees under age 65 more than doubled what the state anticipated. The state stopped taking new enrollees in June 2023. When the healthcare program wasn't included in the state's proposed budget, the Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services invoked an emergency rule to end the program. That move bothered some members of the Illinois General Assembly Joint Committee on Administrative Rules. JCAR monitors rulemaking and is the last backstop before their implementation. State Representative Reich is a member of JCAR. He says he had a big problem with the state using an emergency rulemaking statute in this case.
The way emergency was defined, should be defined, or is defined, earthquake, flood, tornado, disaster, things that actually constitute emergency. If the agency is creating its own emergency, it's not an emergency.
The committee took no action on the rule, thus letting the program expire. Endy Almanord with Healthy Illinois says that will have fatal consequences for participants.
Really, people will die as a result of this program ending. I mean, there are individuals who have who are undergoing cancer treatment right now, or dialysis, and or who have diabetes, and who are relying on this program to be able to afford their medication. And I mean, people are going to have to choose between rent and going to the doctor's office, or being able to afford their treatment.
For people like AG, a McLean County resident who is going only by her initials, Almanord's warning rings true.
When I applied for the benefits, my health was beginning to deteriorate. But as time passed, my medical condition has worsened. But at least I have the medication that helps me breathe. What am I going to do when I can no longer get my medicine and see the specialist?
The Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services website lists federally qualified health centers and charity clinics as options for preventative care for those losing benefits. In McLean County, Community Health Care Clinic in Normal and Chestnut Health Systems in Bloomington are those options. Community Health Care Clinic Executive Director Holly Wayland Hall says their clinic helped immigrant patients enroll when it became available. But as participants began losing coverage during the redetermination period, or for other reasons, they returned as patients to the clinic. Wayland Hall said the clinic assists patients searching for options, which may include seeking coverage through the Affordable Care Act.
When we deal with an individual who is either without coverage, losing coverage, whatever their circumstances may be, we very much take, you know, that social work approach of trying to help them through the process.
Wayland Hall says that includes helping patients who have language barriers. Chestnut Health System's Chief Clinical Officer, Matt Mollenhauer, says their clinics have capacity to serve the additional patients they may see.
That part of why we have such solid capacity in primary care right now is that we are a family medicine residency site for OSF St. Joe's. And so it's not only our Chestnut staff, but it's family medicine residents who are in our building. And we actually have first, second, and third year residents.
While the immigrant healthcare program is set to expire at the end of next month, some lawmakers are trying to fight to save it. It's not in the governor's budget, but that budget has not yet been approved. State Senator Graciela Guzman says she won't vote for a budget that drops coverage.
This is a deal breaker. We are talking about safety net systems across my district and across the state that have spoken about the devastating impacts that this program will have. It should be enough to give legislators pause.
The state budget does include $132 million for the healthcare program for immigrant seniors. I'm Cindy Alcazar.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Aoshi Basu, Alex Stegman, Emily Hayes, Arjun Tucker, Will Bauer, and Cindy Alcazar. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.